Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Steve Comer. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron Jackson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards center. Rivers catches it and throws to Wills, who relays to Putnam to double up Sofield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Staub reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Castano reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Cubbage scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers, who is chasing the ball. Landreau reaches third base with a triple. Smalley scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Adrian Devine now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landreau tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Putnam moves to third. One out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Putnam scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam juggles the ball. That's an error on Putnam. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landreau moves to third. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landreau scores. Adams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams scores. Weiniger moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Weiniger scores. Wilfong moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Castano moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Bell moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Bell scores. Staub moves to second. It's 10-3, Twins. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first, double play. Zisk moves to second. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk who is chasing the ball. Landreau reaches third base with a triple. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Doug Corbett now pitching. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivers bunts towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to second. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sofield is hit by the pitch. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Ken Landro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landro is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Landro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Landro reaches third base with a triple. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Jose Morales. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Putnam takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.